Is there any biblical quote with regards to wearing a cross? The answer is no. There's no biblical quote. There are indications that God's people should remove external adornments. We have many cases like that where the children of Israel went through processes where they removed their jewelry. Now, there's nothing per se wrong with jewelry. It is what it achieves in the minds that can be problematic. You know, the women of Zion are haughty. They wear bangles around their this, their hair is braided, etc., etc. That is not the problem. The problem is the haughty bit.
Mm.
So when it comes to correcting some of these issues of personality, God has seen fit in the past to tell them to remove their jewelry. And whenever they were on the road towards idolatry, then we also find that he asked them to remove their jewelry. Jacob is a nice example. When he was on his way to Esau, he dug a hole under the terebinth tree and they cast their jewelry in there. So the makeup was gone. They went through a car wash.
And they met stripper.
Him. They met him without external adornments. He had to look at them for face value and judge by their character. So is the emblem of the cross good or bad? I hear some claiming the T is for Tammuz. I also heard people claiming Christ was crucified on a tree or a stake and not a cross, and that it amounts to an idol because wearing jewelry is forbidden. When the servant of Abraham went to find a wife for Isaac, and when he found her, he put a nose ring on her and he gave her jewelry as a symbol. So when we are looking at the beings in heaven, every precious stone was your adornment, it says of Lucifer. Mm. So the problem doesn't lie in the jewelry. The problem lies in the effect that the jewelry can have. Well, look at me, you know. I'm something special and I have all this value attached to me, and it makes for the possibility of self-exaltation. And we know that many people adorn themselves in order to exalt themselves in one way or another, or claim superiority over others. So this is what it's all about. So the actual item is not the problem. The cross, is it also a symbol in Luciferian worship, a sign of Tammuz? The answer is yes. But so is the rose, Martin.
Yeah.
In the Rosicrucian order, the rose is a symbol of Lucifer. Now, who created the rose?
God did.
God. Yeah. So may I not give a rose to my wife?
Yeah.
Or may I?
You may.
Okay, if I get all tangled up and say, ooh, the rose is a symbol of Lucifer, I'm not going to give it to her. You know what? He's a thief and a liar from the beginning. He stole the rose emblem from God. So if I ignore him and I look at the rose and I say, this is a beautiful creation and I'm going to give it to the one that I care about, there's nothing wrong with that. So again, there are symbols that have Luciferian symbols attached to them, and there are symbols that are religious in nature. You can take many of them, for example. The fish is being used as a symbol of Christianity, right? But the fish, the sign of Dagon, is also a symbol of Lucifer. So which one are you doing? Depending on whose will you are doing.
Yeah.
Whether you attach a value to the one symbol or to another symbol. But the Bible also says, do not create stumbling blocks.
That's a good point, because what I wanted to ask now is it not safer to rather not go that way to bring about?
Yes. Now, we do not need a symbol. The symbol that God looks for is a contrite heart. So I do not need a symbol to advertise what I am. Mm. The character should speak for itself. Now, if I want to wear a cross to show that I am a Christian, but I behave like a worldling, which is the case in many, many cases, right? Then that cross becomes not only a symbol of, oh, that man is a Christian, but some people will look upon it and say, those hypocrites.
Hypocrites, yeah.
So is it better to wear one or better not to wear one? If you decide to wear one, what are you going to wear? Are you going to wear a wooden one? Are you going to wear a silver one? Are you going to wear a gold one? Are you going to wear a big one? Are you going to wear a small one? And if you're very, very ardent about your opinion, you might want to wear a big cross.
Inside of your shirt, outside of it. Yeah.
Yeah, so do many of the priests and prelates wear crosses like that?
Mm-hmm.
Huge ones, right?
Yeah.
And then you find out what they sometimes do in darkness. And the news media reports it. And then the name of Christ is maligned. I mean, the word Christian is a very beautiful name because it means that you are representing Christ. How do you represent him? By a symbol?
No, by your fruits.
Okay. Is there a possibility that the symbol eventually can become an article of reverence?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
Is it happening in churches?
Well, all religions have symbols.
Yes.
So wouldn't this just become, like you said, another one, even if it's in Christianity?
All right. So some will look upon the symbol and will revere it. Others will look upon the symbol and despise it. Some will look at it with a question mark in their minds. So what is the best way to go forward? My personal opinion is I don't need a symbol to advertise what I stand for.
I agree with you on that one. I think it's better that your actions show it than you adorning yourself with something to show it.
Yes. And then was it a pole? Was it a stake? Or was it a cross? Well, do we have any biblical answers to that?
Mm-hmm.
I think we do, because Jesus said to Peter, when you are old, you will stretch forth your hands. In other words, he was going to be crucified,
mm-hmm.
which he was. And that seems to indicate that it was a cross
mm-hmm.
and not a stake. Now, what is the stake made of, or what is the cross made of? It's from a tree.
Yeah.
Now, when you think about that, Martin, who's the author of life?
God.
God is, yeah. Right? Did God know which tree was going to bear his son?
Yes.
He knew, huh?
Yeah.
Did he take care of it that it would grow into a sturdy tree?
Yes.
In spite of the fact that he knew that his son was going to hang on it.
Yeah.
What does that tell you about the character of God?
It's amazing.
It's amazing, no? So let's just sum this up. There are many arguments for or against placing a cross within a church to advertise that you are a Christian church. Your character should advertise that you are a Christian church. That which you stand for should advertise that you are a Christian church.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting, when Protestantism came into the world,
mm-hmm.
they removed all symbols.
Yeah.
And it is interesting that in the early stages of Protestantism, before the Protestant movement, under the times of Hus, for example, they were ordered to remove all symbols. They were only allowed to preach. But they were not allowed to have any of the symbols because Catholicism claimed them all.
Yeah.
And that was such a magnificent thing to happen, because all they had to rely on was the Word of God.
is true.
And the Word of God is powerful and penetrates through to the marrow.
And it makes it pure if yes. you don't have anything obscuring the message.
Yes. And then if you take the church in England, they'd removed all the images. They were gone. And they had a pure Word of God. And under that ambiance, the Word of God, the King James Bible, everything was given to the world. And then the Oxford movement came. Now, how did the Oxford movement start? What was the first thing they did? Bring back the images.
Okay.
Bring back the cross. Bring back a little statue here. Bring back the candles. Eventually bring back images of Mary. Eventually bring all those things back to distract the mind. And where are they today?
Back totally under the Catholicism.
They're back to the Middle Ages.
Yeah.
They're back. So, Martin, you know what? Let the Word of God do the talking. Mm-hmm. And let's leave the symbols for those that need crutches in their Christianity.